of our obligation to our higher self. So that's what they would like to address and to really remember, that we're stepping into our light. And so with that comes an obligation to serve our highest request. So when I'm saying highest request, there's this like energetic halo that is surrounding each of us. And we want to remember that we're aglow. In other words, we respond to the physicality with our physical eyes. But in fact, we're being joined with heavenly gestures, with heavenly grace, with heavenly, procurement. So what I'm just receiving are all these other various dimensional realities where we're adjusting to, where we're being shown, guided, proceeded upon, advanced, fortified, graduated. So it's like that list goes on, and it's almost like, just imagine having a pet on a leash or whatever, like, come this way, come this way. So we want to remember that we each have free will and we're ultimately in charge of when we decide to have a go, have a try, have a further pronouncement. So as you will receive these kind gesturing, so the kind gesturing is this offering, this proclamation, this declaration. And so when I receive it, it's just pure light that is being bestowed to us for our convenience. So in other words, and when I'm saying that, I just got all these like little lights going off in my ears ringing. So again, what we're doing is we're stepping into our own light, our own means of convenience. So the own means of convenience is, as we circulate with these higher frequencies, with these higher gesturings, we also assimilate into our new advancement. So this is where we're drawing back from the old situations, the old conflicts, the old dramas that are really just an outpicturing of consciousness where we believed that we had to fight our way home, that everything we needed was separate from us. And so instead, we're leaving that consciousness of polarized existence and joining with our brethren. They're saying from long ago, and they're kind of kidding because we're all already assembled. And this is when I see other dimensional realities, like we're just joining with ourselves. So the more that we come into common occurrence, so common occurrence is really remembering that we're already there. We're just sort of adjusting and sort of looking around, turning around, saluting our higher broadcast. And so as we assimilate, as we advance, as we join with, we turn around. So in other words, what we attract, because it comes into our field of vision. So what we bring forth, what we manifest, has to do with our own readiness. It has to do with what we perceive, what we can conceive. Because remember, everything is already created, everything's already established, waiting for our birthing. So in other words, we recognize that we assemble, we agree, we honor, we place. So it's sort of like I'm going to put my pin here on the map. So it's like a map of consciousness. So remember that we're extending ourselves with light. And so when I say remember, it's like they're showing me like we're like remembering, we're putting together, gathering together, rising in occurrence. So again, in frequency and they're saying like in liberation. So we're liberating ourselves from the old circumstances. The circumstances are the consciousness, the war zone within, the judgment, the perception, everything that is gravity. In other words, the limitations that are holding us back, we're stepping out into our true advancement. So again, remember we reside in different levels of frequency. And so when we're stepping out, we're agreeing to our new tomorrow. So that tomorrow, again, is manifesting based on where, what we consent to, what we, can't get that next word, but it's like what we preview, what they're saying, what we concern, but it's like what we're concerned with, what we're focused on, what we're agreeing to. So these energies are helping to lift us up into higher stations where we're coming into union with our own with our I am presence. And so we say our own, it's we're really doing all this together, because ultimately there is no separation. There is no separated identification, identity. So we're moving into further glances. And again, just feel that new persuasion, that new focus, it's like voltage of power, really. It's energy where, again, what we bring forth, what we materialize, what we actualize, what we consent to, comes through agreement. So it's sort of like our new beginnings are right there, very, very close, right in front of our nose, and waiting for our arrival, waiting for our consent, waiting for that new occurrence. And the energies are just beautiful. So where we were like holding on to the old, following the linear story, the tug of war, the prejudice, the judgment, all that, it just sort of falls by the wayside because we've graduated. So this is where we're rising in occurrence, in placement, in attunement. And so that attunement is love. What we're creating out of is love, and this is where we're discovering, this is where we rise with our humanity. So in other words, we're divinity in form, and as we open up to our heart-centered occurrence, and this is what we're doing step by step, we bring all into full engagement. In other words, we set the record straight. We arrive in totality. So again, we're going to be experiencing this on what appears to be an individual placement, but more and more by and by, we're going to start feeling that oneness where it's like we just create and manifest through the frequency of love. So this is what's driving us. This is what's calling us home. This is what we're learning how to surrender to. So every time we walk on faith, we're walking on faith of the practicality of the promotion of love, remembering that God ultimately is love, and we are ultimately we are love. We exist because love exists. So as we will receive our new harmonics, as we will receive our new induction, as we will allow that sacred flame to be birthed, because remember, we're awakening to the rising of our sacred heart, of the living out of our sacred heart, of unity consciousness and community that comes from love's occurrence. And so allowing that to delight us. So the delighting us is allowing those frequencies to take hold, to vibrate, to stir us to readiness, where it's almost like the sleep of faith. You know, I've been doing it the old way, and it's just sort of getting old. It's getting boring. You know, it's just not attractive. I'm taking that skip. I'm taking that leap. I'm taking that courtesy of arrival and moving into new quarters. So they're showing me like an owl with a little graduation cap, like the owl that sees in the dark is very wise. So the owl, again, represents our own wisdom, that we have the insight, we have the foresight, we have the currency already in occurrence. In other words, increasing, bubbling, stirring, leading us into new, I want to get that word right. It's. I'm just going to say landscapes, because it's not even new situations, placements, people, places, and things. It's all of it simultaneously. It's sort of like okay, they're ready, you know, let's bring the next arrival. So this is where we're starting to let go of the old fashioned way of existence and allowing ourselves to arrive, allowing ourselves to be carried. So that carry is the trusting, it's the faith, it's going through that grieving process, and instead of holding back, having no fear about it and surrendering to it, surrendering to the fear, the, you know, all those emotions that we tend to like to numb or avoid or whatever it is. It's like allowing those feelings to lead us to our destiny, to, on the other side of those feelings, are our certainty. And so this is where we're claiming the beloved. We're moving into our I am presence, where we already are whole, where we are already gifted, where everything we need and more arrives with ease. So in order to create this, in order to like have this come on alive, we have to be certain. And so the certainty is about the willingness to step out in faith, to align with our brilliance, to align with the new promotion. And so this is, each of us are going to have, like, they're saying opportunity of advancement. And with this comes a surprise. In other words, it's like taking that leap of faith. It's the letting go. It's moving through what you've been avoiding, the fears or the whatever it may be. It's sort of like at last you find what you've been avoiding actually leads you to the promised land. It actually takes you into the richness of the new establishment. So allow these energies to twist and turn. And so when I'm sharing that, it's like allow them to do their magic. They're going to stir up what's no longer necessary. So if you tend to be controlling, if you hold on to fear, if you hold on to things that you know aren't even working, but they're yours, so you don't want to have them stray away. It's like allowing the energies to pull back the covers and sort of like eliminate they're saying hardware, but all the form of yesterday. In other words, how we function in 3D, because this is what we're bypassing. This is what's being exposed so that we can move into the ascension, so we can move through the Great Awakening, so that we can awaken to the greatness of who we all have always been. And so we operate from that currency, we operate from that voltage, we operate from that inherited treasure. So allow yourselves to be quickened, allow yourselves freedom of currency. Freedom of currency is the wind will carry you, love will carry you, your higher self will carry you. So as you let go, so you're letting go of old resentments, old fears, forms, things that better to hold on to this than have nothing, whatever that is, that you think it's an asset, but it's really a liability, and you're allowing yourselves to be placed rightly. So whatever's for my best and highest good, lead me there. Show me the way. So allow all to be distributed. That means allowing the light to shine in every nook and cranny, in every person, place and thing that we have objectified. In other words, that is in either in our memory bank, in our present, even in our future, that we're ready to receive. So we're allowing that higher awareness that knows everything that's for our best and highest good to dictate. And so allow, like, feel that trust, allow that freedom of movement. Because the more that we align with that higher awareness, the faster we're given the treats, the goodies, the freedom, things that we couldn't even begin to imagine how we can manifest, will be brought to us with ease. So receive, receive, receive. So they're just leaving me with the reminder to not to drop the need for that linear timetable, because we're all programmed. You know, you got to work 80 hours a week to make a living, or things have to be hard, or you have to earn it. So these are all like just tumbling out, like this is no longer relevant. So allow things to arrive swiftly. Because remember, it's all consciousness, it's all frequency, it's all vibration. So as you consent to that higher tone, to that higher reality, you draw it in. Oh, it could overnight. Overnight, you don't have to suffer. It may not be overnight, and they want me to explain that. So if there are things that you need to master, in other words, if you need to release impoverished thinking, or your adjust your self-image, or whatever it is, there may be a little bit of a delay, not because it's not due you, but there's no point attracting something if you don't have the good leverage. In other words, you need to be able to fortify it. Like equals like. You need to be able to hold it energetically for more than just one moment. So sometimes it's brought to you in easy arrival, meaning, okay, it'll come in 2 weeks, it'll come next Tuesday, it'll come next month. And so it's important that we come with that grateful presence, meaning that it's, we call that faith, knowing it's arriving. But again, when we always think like, you know, divine order, divine timing, that is an important element. Usually it has to do with our own vibrational sequencing. Sometimes it has to do with the key players in our new arrangement. So someone may be finishing out their lesson and they need to spot you energetically. Well, if they're not ready, there's no point in arriving yet. So this is where we walk in faith with that discernment and trusting the divine timing. They're saying that's a key element, because some of us are like, I don't know, biting at the bit, getting frustrated with our guides, like what's the holdup? And so what happens is when we look down, in other words, when we get into that frustrated placement, when we get into that frustrated placement, we actually turn around. So just the way I went down to get my dog and come back up, we lose our spacing, we lose our sequencing. So in essence, we kind of, delay success. And again, because it takes us out of that high placement. So the more that we become tightrope walkers or walk on faith or have that trust, that increases our good favor, our good placement, because we're hitting that high note with certainty. So receive on all levels of care.